Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettelle along with Charlie Long. Steve Geller will join us at 5:45 for our triple option feature, and I think we're going to take this a little longer. We're going to go to 6:10 and do our pick six segment. Let's go to our talking text line. We have on with us from NFL on Fox and Fox and Friends, Jen Hale. Jen, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hi, guys. My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Jen, right off the bat, I'll ask you about Tyler Shuck. You've seen the development of him, and they got some people, oh, Mike, don't evaluate him into 2 years. I'm like, what, 2 years? I could be dead in 2 years. I'm going to give you the damn evaluation now. In 2 years, you'll know exactly that. I got to tell you what I see now, and I know you'll tell us what you see now. And from what you've heard from other people in the NFL, it just gives this city and the fan base and the Who Dat Nation so much hope of what you've seen from Tyler Shuck.
He has so much promise, Mike. It is such a wonderful high note for the Saints to end on. I know they didn't win that last game with the Falcons, and there are no moral victories, but Tyler Shuck is a moral victory, and he has developed so quickly. You can really see all those years in college paying off, paying dividends, because he was not your average rookie by any stretch. I had his first win, not his first start, but his first win in Carolina, and then I got to have the game Sunday, Saints versus Atlanta. So I was actually talking with Drew Brees about Tyler, wanting Drew's evaluation, and Drew is so excited about the future for the Saints and Tyler Shuck. He thinks he is just a tremendous talent and the right type of locker room leader. What Drew loved about him is he said most rookies, when the pressure comes, they escape left, they escape right. Tyler is so brave and so seasoned at stepping up into that pocket and completing that throw and hanging in there. He knows how to diagnose defenses. And Drew said what he really thought impressed him the most in terms of a future of leadership is he has such an attitude of gratitude, is how Drew put it. And that transfers over to his teammates so much. So he's going to be the guy in that locker room that holds everybody together and holds them accountable in the right way.
If there's an MVP on this team, it's Brandon Staley and what he did defensively. Early on, there was some missteps and things weren't just right. But you saw down the stretch, his defense held court. This team, his MO is they don't start off well. And, you know, you're playing catch-up all the time. But Brandon Staley's defense was able to kind of thwart a lot of different runaway games. And I thought what he did was a masterful job. And, okay, it's not like this team is littered with all pro guys on the defensive side of football, but he made it work. And, okay, everybody's watched Hoosiers, okay? And Gene Hackman's deal of team, that's what they played, team defense.
I think one of the things Brandon Staley does the best, he has a system, he has his defensive belief, but he tailors that to the talent around him. And so many people use that phrase, but they don't actually do it, especially at the NFL level. And Staley took stock of what he had, what type of weapons, what the strengths were, what the weaknesses were. Seeing Cam Jordan does not want to play inside. He'll do it, but he does not want to. How do you maximize all of Cam's abilities while also understanding what he's in year 15 and his body's had a lot of wear and tear? So I think what Staley did was so smart and so mature, even though he's a younger coordinator. You see Chase Young, the defensive player of the month, so well deserved. He was so excited to get double digit sacks I was so happy for him. And he's really breathed, Staley's breathed new life into Chase Young's career. These guys fight for him. They're excited to play for him, and he's building something that's going to be very special. I just hope the Saints can hold on to Staley. I think he's going to be getting, if not this year, next year, a lot of head coaching attention again.
I'd rather have a coach people want than people that nobody wants.
That's exactly.
That's the way I look at it. Hey, if I'll lose him and he becomes a head coach, God bless him. But I'd much rather have the coach that everybody's looking for because they see his talents. Early in the year, when I asked you, give me a team that will bounce back, you said San Francisco. Because there was so many injuries last year. Well, guess what? It was the same repeat this year with injuries.
Right?
But look at how they've been able to get out of this. Do you think they could possibly win this weekend? They're just beset with injuries. But this is Shanahan's best coaching job, to get them to this point today throughout his head coaching career in San Francisco.
Absolutely. I can't wait to watch that game. It's going to be a fantastic showdown. And with Kyle Shanahan's mind, you can never count the 49ers out. He's absolutely brilliant. I want to see Christian McCaffrey. And what I would like for CMC to do is manage his offseason a little bit differently. I think what CMC needs to do this year, he has such an intense, crazy cross-training offseason. But I think as he's getting up in years, his body needs more rest, actually, and different types of that intense training. So I worry for Kyle that he just doesn't have the weapons he's going to need to make a deep run. But I do think they could win this weekend. I don't see them winning at all or getting to the Super Bowl. But I think they could win wild card weekend and move on at least to the next round.
When I know you've done preseason games for the Falcons, and that team's got talent. And what Terry Fontenot did in the draft this year, I was impressed. He hit with that. I mean, it cost him a lot to get James Pierce, but he can play. Jalen Walker, he can play. Xavier Watts, he can play. And you got Bijan, and you got a receiver that, if he can stay healthy, Landon's a star player. Do you feel confident Michael Penix is the guy in Atlanta? And kind of where do you think this search will go? Because not only are you hiring a head coach, you're also having a GM. And the way it's kind of constructed, Jen, is sort of miscombobulated a little bit. But I know one thing, when you look at just talent, 1 through 53, Atlanta's got as much as anybody in the NFC South.
Mike, no doubt. On paper, they should have won the NFC South easily. Preseason, I was so high on them. They really did not have a weak area. For years, it was their defense. But as you mentioned, Terry invested heavily in the draft on their defenses. They finally got a ton of dead money off their books and had some money to play with. It's a head scratcher how they couldn't be more consistent, because you did see them have good games. And look, they finished the season on a high note, a winning streak. They finally found some of that consistency towards the end when Penix was out and Kirk Cousins came in. So to your first question about the defense, yes, they did a fantastic job reloading, and they found some cornerstone players for years to come. I think they hit on basically every defensive draft pick they took. They've got some edge rushers now that are really going to scare people down the road, especially in year two when they've had an off season to fully digest the NFL and refine their game and refine their approach to everything. Michael Penix, I do not know if he's the guy. I really don't. And hasn't that been Atlanta's problem for years? They haven't found a quarterback since Matt Ryan. It cost Arthur Smith his job, the idea of we can get by with an average-type quarterback and surround him with great pieces. Well, no, you can't. You got to have a quarterback in the NFL. That's the most important position. And they thought it was Penix. I have questions durability-wise, and I have questions accuracy-wise. How does he mature? How is he using this quote-unquote time off, injury time, of course, to better his game? He's got a ton of expectations on him. And with that roster, Drake London, we saw Kyle Pitts coming on at the end. He and Kirk Cousins Kirk, it was a really interesting observation because Kyle Pitts has been such a head scratcher as well for them, right? Highest drafted tight end in history and just never really lived up to any of the expectations until just recently. How much of that is because it's a contract year? How much of that is because they're using him differently? Kirk said, you know, with his size, you think of him as a jump ball Jimmy Graham type. Everybody remembers Jimmy's game here in New Orleans, but he's not. He's a terrible jump ball type. He likes to use his speed, even though he's this 6'5", 6'6" guy that you wouldn't think would run fast. So if they can keep using him the way they did at the end, man, Penix has a wealth of weapons. It's almost like if you can't succeed with that, dude, you're not going to succeed in this league anywhere.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Jen, the playoff picture as a whole, if you're looking at the NFC, I think a lot of folks think the Seahawks, deservedly the one seed, their defense has been playing out of its mind. They have one of the best weapons in all of football with JSN, who had a career year this year. They're feeling good about the Seahawks' chances. Also, the Rams, Matt Stafford's been there, done that. McVay's been there, done that. But the AFC just feels a lot more wide open. You know, you have those two teams in the NFC that people feel really good about. The AFC, when people will ask, you know, what do you think about who's going to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl this year, it's a little bit more intriguing because it feels like those top seeds with the Broncos, there's question marks with Bo Nix, and, you know, can he really shine on the big stage and get them to the Super Bowl despite how good their defense has been all year in Denver? And then the Patriots, they've only played three teams with a winning record all season. Are they legitimate or not? And then you kind of move down the line. Jacksonville's red hot, but are they going to be the representatives out of the AFC? It just feels like it's ripe for some chaos in the AFC playoff picture. Just want to get your thoughts on if there's any kind of sleepers that you're looking at in the AFC specifically, but also who your favorite is to come out of the AFC and get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think it's a great question. You know, normally fifth seeds and lower, you can write them off, but I don't know. I think the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen, I just cannot count them out, even though they haven't had the season you would have hoped they had, regular season. If they can get hot in the playoffs at the right time, it really doesn't matter, does it? No, Bo Nix is untested. You've got a lot of question marks about the seeds ahead of them, and Josh Allen is just so supremely talented, and the Bills have that run game. Their Achilles heel is their run defense. But, man, other than that, they have so many tools and weapons. I truly think they could be a sleeper who jumps up there and ends up claiming that number one spot, going on a crazy, crazy tear at the very end. As far as the NFC, obviously you have to admire what the Seattle Seahawks have done and Sam Darnold. I'm going to trust Matthew Stafford before I'm going to trust Sam Darnold in clutch time. I think at the end of the day, when all is said and done, it'll be the Rams playing for it all. And I think Stafford will end up with the MVP.
Jen, that's why you and I are pals. We think along the same lines there on Matt Stafford and the Rams. Now, the one thing, Jacksonville, now I don't know if they can make it all the way, but they are one of only three teams since 2000 to not give up 75 yards rushing to one runner. And
crazy,
we know
isn't it?
How dependent the Bills are with James Cook. That, to me, is going to be one heck of a game. And I got to give my old buddy Pete Jenkins, 84 years young, he told me this the first week in August. He worked with the Jacksonville defensive line. He's like, hey, you got extra money? Put it on Jacksonville. I think that they got a chance to be really good. And he said, I only got one question mark, Trevor Lawrence. That was Pete's comment. Michael, yeah, one question, Trevor Lawrence. That's it, because they can play defense.
They are phenomenal defensively, absolutely. And what Lynn Cohen has done with that offense, trust me, the Tampa Bay Bucks are kicking themselves for letting Cohen walk out the door. They fired the Grizzard, the OC who took Lim's place, because, I mean, he didn't even sniff filling those shoes at all. And quite frankly, I'm surprised Todd Bowles kept his job. They are potent on both sides. Lim, one of the up-and-coming brilliant minds. He's going to be one of the next Kyle Shanahan's offensively. And he really has found a way to get Trevor Lawrence to the next gear, which nobody else had, because he's such a laid back, cool dude. Does he have that killer instinct? And Lance helping bring that out more and more in him. So I think they're a team to watch, not just this season, but next season as well. And in terms of the run game for Buffalo, yeah, they've got a great run defense, but I would say Buffalo, you got to account for 2-star runners, because Josh Allen can use his legs really well too. Let's not forget what a great scrambler he is. So it's like having to account for an extra person in there for that Jacksonville defense. It'll be a great matchup to watch.
Yeah, Cook is the lightning, and basically Josh Allen's the thunder runner for them. Jen, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Also want to tell you, do a great job all year long covering the NFL, and also, too, all the charity work you do in our area. So tell everybody if they want to contribute to Sideline Pass and all the different entities that you're involved with, how they can do it.
You're awesome, Mike. You've always been such a huge supporter of Sideline Pass. Thank you. We are doing scholarships and back-to-school supplies right now. Log on to sidelinepass.org to help kids living in group foster care homes, academically excellent but financially disadvantaged. We'd love it. Sidelinepass.org.
Thank you, Jen. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jen.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. All righty. NFL on Fox sideline reporter Jen Hale does a great job covering the NFL, and we sort of miss her covering NBA games. She doesn't
That's
do it anymore.
Fact.
She got mama duties, so I get it. But we miss her doing that also.